breath of fresh air. He's massive in the dressing room. He's, from the moment he walked through the door, he's shaking all the lads' hands. He's been a part of us straight away. He's, you can tell his leadership qualities as well from all the experiences he's had and the quality that he's brought to the team as well on the pitch, on the training ground. The lads are looking up to him, looking for him to do something, and he's that type of player that's consistently good. And I think he's brought a calmness to our game as well, I think. So he's top quality through and through, and it's a pleasure to play in the same team as him.
And that was demonstrated on Tuesday, wasn't it? The composure for the goal, the way he took it, was just calmness personified.
Like I said, he's an experienced player. He's scored a lot of goals at the highest level possible. All the lads in the team are going to be looking at him and looking at the career he's had and aspire to be Shola Ameobi and achieve the things that he has achieved. So the goal on Tuesday night, was fantastic, and I'm sure all them years of him sticking the ball in the back of the net in the Premier League, and sure League One didn't faze him, and he got us a goal. Played with some of the best players and against some of the best players in the world, and to have that at Fleetwood Town and like I said, in the same team as myself, it's incredible, really. But for me as a goalkeeper and looking up the field, who you've got to pick out, sure Ameobi's a fantastic target for myself. He's he adds something different to our team. He's a player that can get hold of the ball, and like you said, he can score goals and also pick a pass out as well. So it's we're lucky to have him, and long may it continue.
So you got that option of launching it long to him because you know he'll hold it up, but you like to play out from the back as well. I know sometimes it can get you in trouble, as it did perhaps on Tuesday, but
I think it just adds two options. If clubs want to close us down, we can go into Shola and a couple of other lads that can hold it up. If they want to block that off, then we can play it out. So I think I think the two dimensions, it creates the unpredictability about us, and it can only be a good thing. I know I can hear some of the fans behind the goal get a bit nervous at times, but the manager has got full trust in the players. I've got full trust in my back four. It's happened once in the whole time the gaffer's come to Joe, and it's going to happen. It's the way we play, and it's a good way of playing it. You've only got to look at the games back and see how many chances that we create from actually passing the ball out and dragging teams out of where they don't want to be. So it's definitely something it's really good, and I can assure the fans I'm fully confident in the players in front of me and fully confident in the gaffer, and also fully confident in myself that in playing like that is the right thing to do.
So Sheffield United next, who you beat recently in the Johnston's Paint Trophy.
Yeah.
Happy memories for you of that game?
Well, clean sheet and a penalty win, yeah. Yeah, it's always good for a goalkeeper. So, yeah, it's. I think we slightly got the edge on him, but they got beat on Tuesday night, and they'll have that in their minds as well, that we knocked them out of the cup. So we can only expect a backlash from that. Sheffield United, massive club, big players. It's going to be difficult. So we've just got to make sure we take our confidence that we've earned over the last couple of games and over the last couple of months into the game. Do the things right, listen to what the gaffer's got to say, stick to the game plan, and we'll full of confidence to get 3 points.